I don't think so. I think they mostly around here called them colored.
Okay. Did you have any Mormons in this area?
No. They talk about it in the history, in the old Bonnie Merchant talks about the Mormons going through, but they didn't. They went on through. You know, they were farmers. You know, looking for a place to farm. They weren't miners.
Okay. The Mormons weren't. They went on. Did you? I was wondering a lot of. I was wondering if you ever heard Mormons called anything else, or is that what people would have called them? Mormons. Did you ever hear them referred to as anything else?
And then we, you see, there was a lot of Mormons when we were in Jackson Hole too.
I see.
Up in
Wyoming.
And over to Utah and like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's an Anglo?
It's white.
Okay. Just a white person. Okay.
In my estimation, that's what it is.
Okay. Well, you're the expert. That's why I'm talking to you. And I was wondering, since this is a rural area, have you ever heard of different names that people call people who live in the country? What do they call them?
They're hicks.
Okay.
Farmers.
Okay.
What else? Lots of names.
Any others that you can think of?
Not right now.
Okay. What about miners? Do they have different names for miners?
Oh, yeah.
What are some of those? Do you remember?
Some of them were, maybe you have to help me. There was some that was muckers, and some were hoist men.
Okay.
Like that. And then the men that took the poles in to timber the mines with,
timbermen.
They were timbermen or tie hacks.
Tie hacks is the one that cut it out here.
Cut it out and
took it in. And took it in on wagons and things.
Oh, my goodness. Now, the opposite of rich is...
poor.
Okay. And if somebody was poor, what would you call them? Would you just call them a poor person or a...
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Just poor.
Okay. Now, a person who owns a ranch is called a what?
Rancher.
Okay. And the person who works for him, who might work on the ranch, would be called a...
Hired man.
Okay. And a person who owns a mine would be called a what?
Just a mine owner, so okay. I thought of.
And the person who works in the mine would just be called...
Be a miner.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, a couple of pronunciation items. The mother of Jesus, her name was...
Mary.
Okay. And the wife of Abraham?
Oh, gee.
it's spelled S-A-R-A-H.
Sarah?
Yes. Now, the person who would, if you got in trouble with the law and had to go to court, the person who would defend you in court?
Be a lawyer.
Okay. And the person who sits up on there and makes the decision?
Judge.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a jackleg? Is that a word that's familiar to you? Like in terms of maybe a jackleg lawyer?
No, but I think the Cousin Jacks called them Jake Legs, didn't they?
Tell me.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I thought they did. But I don't know too much about
Shuster.
It. Yeah.
We call them a lot worse things where I come from.
I don't think we had competition with too many of those kind of people up here.
Okay. You're lucky. But you think the Cousin Jacks called them Jake Legs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's really helpful because we haven't heard of Jake Leg before. Now, I want you to, these are just pronunciation items of some body parts. This stuff up here on my head is my
hair.
Okay. And these are my
ears.
Okay. And this is my
cheeks.
Okay. Or the
beard.
Yes. And this thing I talk out of is my
mouth.
Okay. And these white things.
Teeth.
And one is a
tooth.
Okay. And this is my
neck.
Okay. And tomorrow you and I are probably going to have a sore
throat.